Governor Andrew Cuomo delivers his budget tomorrow, and the news is not expected to be good. The state faces a more than $4 billion budget gap, plus funding cuts and policy changes from Washington that could cost New York and some of its taxpayers billions of dollars. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The governor set the tone in his State of the State speech earlier this month, saying 2018 may be the toughest year New York has faced in modern history.
And the job you're going to have to do may be the job that the hardest job done by any legislative body to sit in modern political history. We have unprecedented challenges ahead on every level.
Cuomo, in his speech, said President Trump and the Republican-led Congress in Washington are responsible for many of the state's challenges, including deep cuts to hospitals and health insurance programs for the working poor.
This federal government is the most hostile and aggressive towards New York in history. It has shot an arrow aimed at New York's economic heart.
While he warned of the dark times ahead, the governor did not name any spending cuts that might have to be made. And he even said he wants to increase some education programs. Those details will come in the budget address on Tuesday afternoon. Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan says the governor's proposals, in light of the large deficit, don't add up.
There's a lot of ambitious things in there, and I certainly respect that, but I don't know how the heck anyone could conceive of paying for everything that was laid out.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat, says given the state's financial picture, he doesn't expect big increases in spending this year.
There may have to be some limiting expectations somewhat, but I don't believe that we have to do any cutting.
The largest parts of the state budget are health care and education. In recent years, the state has increased spending on school aid by over $1 billion in the current school year. The state's teachers union, New York State United Teachers, has been a strong advocate for increased aid. NYSET President Andy Pallotta, speaking after the State of the State speech, says he's confident that the governor will find a way to at least avoid cuts to the schools.
The governor seemed hopeful. He seemed like he had some plans. So, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. The legislature standing up for the schools and also the governor.
If cuts aren't made, another way to raise revenue is by increasing taxes. Cuomo is expected to overhaul the state's tax structure in his budget as a way to mitigate changes in the new federal tax law that could harm some New York taxpayers. The governor hinted he might include raising some taxes. He says he's re-examining the carried interest loophole. It largely benefits hedge fund managers.
And we're also addressing the Wall Street giveaway called the carried interest loophole, which is another device to give away revenue to people who don't need it.
Assembly Speaker Hastie says he's not averse to increasing taxes on some wealthier New Yorkers as part of tax restructuring.
For those people who are going to benefit from this federal tax bill, they should be able to help out and contribute more.
Senate Leader Flanagan says Republicans in his conference want to cut taxes further in 2018 and speed up the timetable for some phased-in tax cuts for middle-class New Yorkers.
We actually want to accelerate the tax cuts that we've been talking about.
But they have not spelled out exactly how they would pay for that. Cuomo and lawmakers have about 2.5 months to get everything to add up before the spending plan is due on April 1st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.